Yesterday we learned Ula. Ula Shita is that Kol Hechad Yikamam No Malkis L'mayna Mishali Milka Loi Malki. So that if you have Mamin and Malkis, Mamin goes first. This contradicts what we all know, that Malkis goes ahead of Mamin. And as I told you yesterday, we're going to have Rabbi Yechon on the Yamin Beis. We're going to argue with Ula. But right now, we're dealing with Ula. So the Gemara says, Menolei l'Ulaha, Gomar mechayvul b'chaveira. Ma chayvul b'chaveira yi'ika Mamin u'Malkis. Mamin u'Mishal mokalai laki. Just like if you're Malkis, what's the Malkis? For being chayvul b'chaveray, what the pasuk is, right? Lo yosef. It says by malchus that you give a person 39 malchus, 40. The Torah says lo yosef. You're not allowed to add. You're not allowed him an extra time. So that's not only that. Bez is not allowed to hit him an extra time. We learn from there that it's also to hit people. So that's the malchus of chayvul b'chaveray. And his mamin, because when you hit somebody, you chayv to pay nezek, or nezek tzari for shevus and b'ayshev. And the halach is that you pay. You don't get ma'okis, akol hechad yikamam no ma'okis, ma'ayna mishal no tloy ma'okis. So we learn from chayvul to everywhere else. And just like by chayvul, money takes precedence to ma'okis, the same thing, everything else. And yesterday we were talking about why. Why mamin, why there should be a tzad that it's more chamor. That was the two ma'okis that we had yesterday. In fact, the Gemara, Ma'al l'chayvul b'chaveir, she'chein chayv b'chamisha tefari. How can you learn from Mamin? Of chayvul. Chayvul has its chumrah, that it's chayv b'chamisha tefari. Maybe that's why it has a chumrah, that it takes precedence to Malkis. Vimu mayna l'kula. And if you say that Mamin is taka more kal, but nevertheless it takes precedence, she'chein hutza m'chlala, he's advancing. I have a different pircha. How could you learn from chayvul b'chaveir to all other lavim? Every other lab, the Bezdin's not allowed to be over on the lab. The Bezdin can't be over on Shatnez. The Bezdin can't see traces. The Bezdin can't see traces. But Bezdin is Hutta Mechlali the Bezdin. Bezdin is allowed to hit. So it comes out that the lab of Chavala is more kuladik lab than all other labs. If this is a more kuladik lab, you can learn from there. Where is Bezdin allowed to hit? Where is Bezdin allowed to see Rashi? Chayvul b'chavei, right? But Rashi, Ika Malkis, the Lo Yosef, the Talashin is Ika. Oh, I'm sorry, that's not Shekhin Vata Bechlali. Where does Rashi explain Vata Bechlali? The Rashi, Ima Mayna Lekulahu. That's the wrong Rashi. Ima Mayna Lekulahu. Time the Mamin Kamen Malkis. Vain Zetshuva Shishirai Shabda, the Koshkein. Bezdin has a right to give a person malchus. Since Bezdin has a right to give a person malchus, so we see that the iser of Chayvel is Hutter to Bezdin. And in Melo we have a limud to everywhere else. Now, L'chayra, is that the only place it's Hutter Mechlaloi? To hit somebody, is any other time you're allowed to hit people? Bezdin's the only time you're allowed to hit somebody. What? Bezdin could hit somebody like Rishonei Surah. That's also Bezdin. Outside of Bezdin, right? Write it, okay. Write it, you're allowed to do the same. It's near that. Right? But Av Makes Benoi, the rabbi writes Talmidai, his mother. Right, say, a lot of make a chavala, a doctor, a male. A lot of be chayvel in a baby. You have a baby that's 8 days old, he needed permission. And you're allowed to be chayvel by. You have here right away four other cases with Hutta Mechlali that are more common than Bezdin. The question is, why did the Gemara bring these cases? The Gemara, it's not really Rashi, it's Gemara. The Gemara says Hutta Mechlali did Bezdin. So, right, the Gemara could have said Shekhin Hutta Mechlali. Because there are many cases it's Mutter, Bezdin it's Mutter. Avamakis Benoi, and Rabbi Reitis Talmidai. and Brismila and Hakasa Saddam or other refuahs. This is the kasha that the number of Mepharshim B'chanan asked, among others, this kasha, why the Gemara says Sutta Mechlalai only regarding Bezdin and not regarding everything. But there is a cler which is brought in the name of Rav Chaim. I don't know where the Rav Chaim is. I know Rav Meisha, Dikris Meisha, declares the same Shaila and Chayshim Mishpatim and Gimel. Declares Shad in the Isra of Chayvul B'chaveir. What the Geder of the Isra is. Pashit. Well, the first way to learn is the Pashit way. The Chayvul B'chaveir is a nice Isra. Just like other things that you're not allowed to do, just like you're not allowed to do Lashon Hara, just like you're not allowed to put on Shabbos, and just like you're not allowed to eat treasures. Chayvul B'chaveir is a nice Isra that the Torah is prohibited. And then, we have to say that the Torah was not here the Tayyam. When we find that an Av is allowed to hit his son, or a Rabbi Talmidai, or his son, a child, all these things, you have to say that it's not the Tayyam. But even though Be'etzem is an Isser, but the Tayyam, this is an Isser that we're not. They're like Lashon Hara is not the Tayyam. You're allowed to be over the Isser if there's a Tayyam. One way to learn. Or you can learn, no. The Isser of Chayvul B'chaveirai is only Yasser if your Chayvul B'chaveirai Derech Bizayin or Derech Mitzayin. It's Lashon HaRambam. Derech Bizayin, in a way that you mevaza someone. Or Derech Mitzayin. Nun Tzadik Yud Vav Endenun. Derech Mitzayin is in a Derech of fighting, putting the other person down. So, the Torah, when the Torah asks, the Torah only asks, Derech Nitzayayin, or Derech Nitzayayin. So that's what the Torah asks. And we would have a Makar from how do you know to say such a thing? First of all, the Rambam, the beginning of Perakeh of Hilchos Chayvul Mazik, says, also, to hit your chaver, Derech Nitzayayin, there are two pierces in the Rambam, either Derech Nitzayayin or Derech Nitzayayin. The Makar in the Torah would be, because by Malkis, it says, the Nikla Achicha Leinecha. When you give someone Malkis, the Nikla Achicha Leinecha. Nikla means you embarrass him publicly. The Nikla Achicha Leinecha. That you embarrass him. Malkis is very embarrassing. Very embarrassing thing, you know. Morning, people are talking, what's going on today? Oh, Leinecha's going to bed, and they're going to hit a Malkis. Very embarrassing, a public thing. It's embarrassing. So, Layaisis, you're not allowed to add the same type of hakah as Malkus. Malkus is an embarrassing thing. So, Layaisis, you're not allowed to hit a continuation of this type of hakah. That's the issue. That's Shah. Then, Av Hamakis Denai, and Rav HaRaitis Talmidai, or a doctor, or a mother. It's not Mutter Mechmolai. It's not that this Aveira is Mutter for a male to do to a child. It's not pshat that the Aveira of Lo Yosef is chutra for any of these four cases. In all four of these cases, the hakah is not derech bizayin and derech nitzayin. It's not, you're not hitting him in a oifen of bizayin and nitzayin. So being that you're not hitting him the derech bizayin and nitzayin, so memeila, of course it's mutter. Of course you're allowed to hit somebody to be mechanech a child. Because that's not derech bizayin. So the Gemara couldn't say Hutter Mechlalai on Av HaMakis Benai, because if you learn the second way, that Chavala is only Aser if it's Derech B'Zayim, then if you're hitting someone for Tayela to Aser, you're hitting someone to be Mechanachim, or you're hitting someone, you're Mayel a child, he should be Gemalit, or you make his Dama on someone, he should be healed. All these cases, that's not Derech B'Zayin. So the Gemara couldn't say Hutter Mechlal. Because that's not Hutter. It's not Yaveir, it's not Hutter. The Gemara had to say Hutter Mechlal is the best. We're Matir. But we're not Matir. The others. Because the others, there's no Aveir. It's not an Aveir B'Chlal. either. I think it's an objective thing. We look at what's happening, and we look at what's happening if it's derech design. Derech design means in a manner of design.
Well, what happens when, say,
the gather that he gives is anything that's what Tayela Sa'os is not derech design. Even though you may embarrass him, but the hakor is for Tayela Sa'os. That's derech binyan, that's for a purpose. And anything that's for the avar, that's derech design. Taking a comma from him, that's derech design. You don't like somebody, hit him. So that's off. Okay. All right, then you can have the. What? The same path could be two different things. Yes, the father's just letting out his frustration, or if he's. I don't know anywhere where a father has more of a right to hit a child than anybody else. Really, for chinuch, you always go out of him. Just as the father's achrayus used to be mechanic. Well, the very much falls on the father, it says, Avamak is tonight, but there's no. The etzem, there's no difference. So, what about Malkus? So, Rav Moshe Nemzon and Rav Chanan the same that Esen's Malkus is not for Tayelas Lasid. Esen's Malkus is an Einish L'Shaavah. And being that it's an Einish L'Shaavah, it's Derech Design. Now they might turn out to be a tayela because now he won't do the aveira again. At least he won't do it before. But the halach is even if he did tshuva, he put it now. What? But if you can't do it publicly, you give him out this anyway. So he says Malkus is l'shaavah, it's not Malkus. And the Nela, the Gemara hops on Davka Malkus. We had on Lamed on the Bay in Tosis that a kapara, sometimes a kapara, we don't say come like the rabbi. You have something which is a kapara for a person, you don't knock it off with come like. So the Chanan says Malkus. We do say Kamlai by Malkus. Misa Malkus, we give Misa not Malkus. Well, by Ula, Mamina Malkus, we give Mamina not Malkus. Because Malkus is not a kapara. It doesn't come for the purpose of kapara. Malkus comes as an oinish. It's a punishment for what he did. And being that it's a punishment, so it's taklov to machlolai, it's an aveira, that the Torah was matir. The Torah was matir, it's aveira of Hindustan. Rav Moshe says it'll be an afkamina if, let's say you have an eitzah. Wait to do it without hitting. Let's say, Av HaMakis B'nai. He has a way to do it without hitting. Is he mechuyev to do it without hitting or not? So Rav Moshe says it depends on this class. If you say that hitting is an aveira, and it's hitting a child is an aveira, and it's hutter mechlalai. You say all hitting is an aveira. Hitting a child is also an aveira. It's just hutter mechlalai. It's an aveira that gets pushed away. So then, of course, if you could find a way to do it without hitting, you could do it without hitting. However, if you say mechlal not an aveira, the Torah only answer is hitting derech hazayin. So then, if this hitting is a tezatayelus lahaba, so then Lamaita has a tayelus lahaba, and you don't have to find aces. You're allowed to do it. It has a tayelus lahaba. Tayelus for the future. This would be one nafkamina between them. Lamaita has a second nafkamina. Rav Chana mentions this as well in the Kavitz Aris, a beautiful piece in Rav Chana, Kavitz Aris Simen Ayin. He talks about this issue. Chanan says, we know that Bezdin is allowed to hit somebody lafushe meizura, to be mafreshim from an aveira, or to get him to come to Bezdin. He refuses to come. He sends Azmona to someone to come to Bezdin. He refuses to come. The Gemara says in Yevamah, that you're allowed to hit him. You're allowed to hit him in order to get him to come. So, Hashem Shat Mikimari, that it's an Avera, you're allowed to do it. Bezos is allowed to do this. It's Avera. Rabbi Chanan learns that it's not an Avera. Hitting him to come to Bezos is no different than Ava Makis tonight. You're hitting him for a Tayelis Lahaba. Since you're hitting him for a Tayelis Lahaba, so that's not Derech Bizayin, not Derech Mitzayin. That type of Hakkar is Bechlal, not awesome. That type of Hakkar is not an Avera at all. Which is the Chiddush, which both of Moshe and Rabbi Chanan, and they want to be the Yikr, the second way of learning, which is the Chiddush took away. That only Derech Bizayin and Derech Mitzayin is what's awesome. Rabbi Moshe writes again that Lafusha Meisura, if you have a different Eisa, if you're a head, if you hit somebody Lafusha Meisura, if you have another Eisa. Rabbi Moshe says again, it depends on these two Eisa. This is the way Rav Moshe is nicer to learn. Rav Chanan clearly learns this way. Rav Moshe wants to be tailored in this. There's a Shaila and Chashim Mishpat. This is how it gets into the Rav Moshe and Chashim Mishpat. If you're allowed, if you know someone owes you money, he's not paying you. Are you allowed to be Yairid Lateh Sada Chaveira Yidikachashim? You like to take the law into your own hands. The truth is, it's a Shaila which I'm asked very often. Somebody steals from someone, he knows that he doesn't get proven. If he go to bed, then there's no shayla. He has to go to bed. But he can't go to bed. If he personally knows that someone owes him money, and he asks me a shayla, I don't know the truth. I can only answer what he asks me. But he asks me a shayla. He knows someone owes him money. Is he allowed to go and take the other person's money away? You know, I think that there's no kol Hashem. Obviously, he can't stick up the bank. But if he can take something from him in a way that... that mutter. So the halacha is that it's mutter. A person's allowed, avid in ishtima l'nafshe, a person's allowed to take the law into his own hands. That means if he has no option of going to Bez, then so the halacha is avid in ishtima l'nafshe, you're allowed. You know it's yours, you're allowed to take it. But there's a machlaikis, if avid in ishtima l'nafshe is only b'seifer, or even begol, only behind the other person's back, or if it's mutter even in front of him. The Rav Moshe says, why should it, if it's mutter, why is it also in front of him? He says that it's also, if somebody brings it from the Lashon of Chazal, that it'll come to the day HaKol, you're going to have to end up hitting him, he's going to stop you, try to stop you. So Rav Moshe says that that's totally in the same shayla. That hakar is mutter. I'm allowed to hit somebody to get my own thing. It's only the same thing. I'm hitting him, not there because I'm trying to stop him from taking what's mine. If you tell me about it. I remember once there was a shayla here in yeshiva and the sister. Two boys got into a fight, and one boy punched the other one in the face, slapped him in the face, and broke his leg. So the second one was being tevea, the first one his glasses. His broken leg. So the Rebbe came down. I guess they went to the Rebbe, and the Rebbe came to ask Gerfan. Okay, now you have to hear both sides to answer a shayla like that, but Lamaisa, the Rebbe, I guess, heard both sides. He asked the shayla. So Gerfan asked, who hit first? Not who teased first, but who hit first? The one whose glasses were broken had hit first. There's a Russian Baba Kama that says that in the middle of a fight, if someone hit first, the other person hit back. That doesn't mean he hit back. The person hit him today, he hits him back tomorrow. But it means as they're fighting, the person's hitting him, and he hits him back. The rush says he's part of some pain. The rush and the rush is mashma, they'd allow to hit him back. Look at him. There's nothing for you to run away. I see what we're saying. We understand. If you're hitting somebody with Tayelas Mahaba, he's hitting you. You're hitting him, you're defending yourself. So you're not looking to run away. There's no Layaisin. Layaisin is only Derech Bizayin, Derech Mitzayin. Someone hits you and you hit him to defend yourself. So that's not included in the Tzadayin. So this is the Mahalech of the Rabbi Chanan and Rav Moshe, the way they learn up this Sugi in the Gemara. There is a second Deya. There is a second area, and that is the shita of the Chemda Shleimer in the Chem Sefer, who teach our Gemara shekein hutza b'chlalei the best in different than Rav Hochman. They say, when the Gemara says hutza b'chlalei the best, and it's not talking about malchus. It's talking about Bezdin hitting someone to force him to come to Bezdin. Not talking about malchus at all. It's talking about forcing someone to come to Bezdin. Shekein hutza b'chlalei, I guess you want to say to b'chlalei me, you'll say malchus. No. It means first of the chlalai, Bezin can hit someone if he doesn't come to Bezin to show up, you can go beat him up. If he doesn't give a get to his wife, we can go beat him up. If he doesn't bring the carbon for a kapara, we can go beat him up. There are different things that we're allowed to hit a person. They're raya. It's from Rashi's Lashon. Rashi, the first wide line says, put the chlalai to Bezin, the nitein rishus le Bezin la'al kaisa. What's the raya? The raya from Rashi's Lashon. There's only five words, so you have to pick one of the words to be a raya, right? Yeah. Nachum. Yeah, Rashi says, Meshus lebez in la'al kaisa. Meshus lebez in la'al kaisa. Malchus is not Meshus, it's a chiyuv. If someone's chai Malchus and they don't come in Bezin, and they say that he ate nevela, Meshus lebez in la'al kaisa. I should either say chiyuv lebez in la'al kaisa or mitzvah lebez in la'al kaisa. That's reshus lebez. The only time you have reshus lebez in la'al kaisa, they have totally in their own shikul adab, is if someone doesn't come to bed. They could try to get him to come and they could try to force him. One raya. The other raya, it's right, the Sefer says, how could you say Malchus is included in the lab of Loyaisis and it was Hutta Machbala? How could you say that? What's the Lashon HaKrah? Our boy Yakenu, Loyaisis. Hit him Malchus and don't add. You're going to say, the way Rabbi Chanan learned, Malchus is an Aveira of Loyaisis. But it's Hutta Machbala. How can you say such a thing? What? Shot in the passage, just from Mishra Rashi. Our boy Yakenu, give him Malchus. Lo Yosef, and don't hit him anymore. You can't say the Malchus is an Aveira of Lo Yosef, because Lo Yosef means don't hit the Malchus. What's a taich, Lo Yosef? Don't add to the 39 Malchus that you give him. Our boy, my candle, Lo Yosef. So what's... It's a very strong kasha. I mean, it's like it's a Chumash kasha. But it's a very strong kasha. How could Machan and Rav Meisha learn that Malchus itself is an Aveira of Loyaisis. That was Hutter Mechlalei Bebezdin. It doesn't fit into the Pashat Taicha the Psukim. The Psukim say, give him Malchus and don't add. So therefore, the Chem Sefer and the Chem Bishleima learn shot in the Gemara that now, the Gemara is not talking, Hutta Mechlalei is not talking about Malchus, the way you would learn Pashup Shab, but Hutta Mechlalei is talking about the extra hitting in that. Last year when we learned Malchus, we had the din of Av, we had the second parak. Case where somebody, Av, hits his son, or a Rebbe hits his father, or Shmech Bezdin gives Hakais, and they kill someone b'shaygeg. He had a meal that he doesn't go to Golis. There, we had the same Achleikis that the Achleikis here in the Achrainim, between Machan and Ramesh against the Chemishleimus from Sefer. Actually, we had there a Achleikis when it said that Bezdin, Shliach Bezdin, is the Makeh, Rashi in Makeh, said it means, like the Chem Sefer says, it means he's Malchus somebody because he's not listening to Bezdin. And the Rambam there said it means giving Malchus. It's a very similar Machlaik is there, when it talked about HaKoy Shol Mitzvah, he had a similar Machlaik, I don't know that it's totally Zeb Zeb, could be Pshat here is one way, Pshat here is another way, it's just a very similar Nidai. Now this machlokes has tremendous ramifications for halacha. Let me first speak out with Moshe on this inyan, and then we'll get to Rabbi Chanan with two different, totally different. They go two different ways. Moshe goes one way with this discussion, and Rabbi Chanan goes another way. Shaila is, are you allowed to hit someone, to be chayvel in someone, if he gives you rishus? Does he permission? Does hit me? Now, if it's a refuah, it's mutzah mamanasha, either because it's not derech b'zayin, or because the aveir is hushra. Let's say a person says there's no refuah involved. He says, hit me. He says, hit me. He wants to have a boxing match. He says, look, we'll have a boxing match just for fun. Night activity in camp. Right? Mm-hmm. So, hey, I'll give you a shus, hit me. I'll let you, you hit me. You give me a shus, I'll give you a shus. Is that mutter?
From that story in the Navi, that he was wrong because he didn't hit him. He didn't listen to his
barashah. I should bring this to the master now. Thank you in a minute. Good. So you have to know two gemaras. The machlokes depends on both in Baba Kama. On Daf Tzadik, the gemara says that it's also to be chayvul ba'atzmai. A person is not allowed to be chayvul in himself. To make a chabala in yourself, no teyelas, that's awesome. Now we learn out of a ribui hakra. Not a svara, there's a kasa. There's a kasa, but you're not allowed to hurt yourself. In Bava Kama, Tzadik Gimel says that if someone gives his chaver reshus to be chayvul by, the chaver is potter from pay. He doesn't have to pay. So if he gives him reshus to hurt him, so he's potter from pay. That's mashma. That. What? Okay, there are two havanas in that gemara. There's some who understand that you're putter from pain, but the aveira of loyais if you're either. And there are those who understand, with a chinuch, that you're allowed to give, that means even a chatzilah. You're allowed to give someone a shus to be chayvul in you. To give someone a shus to be chayvul in you. The Michat Chinuch says he has no raya to this, but it's mistabber. It's far. Why can't you give someone a shus to be chayvul? So Rav Moshe has three tshuvas on this topic. And I'll try to explain. And one is Nigus Moshe Chayshim Mishpat Chelet Beis. Simon Samavav. He brings down this whole shaila, and he says, "If you give someone just to hit you, it's mutter. Why? That'll be another reason." What are we talking about? Mm-hmm. Rav Moshe said, "It's only yasa derech nitzayon. Only if it's in fighting, if it's a dispute." If you give him a shus to hit you, that's not derech nitzayin, not derech nitzayin, it's not a fight, it's not embarrassing. Derech nitzayin. So, maybe it is, if it's a night activity, it's a boxing. So, no boxing, you take away your shus from him. Yeah, so, no more shus. Which Gemara? So, Ramesha says that when the Gemara says potter, it means you're potter from paying, and it's mutlach hatchila. It means that's what Mr. Chinuch says. Galat. Oh, so he says chayla batim because there is a curse. You not do it to yourself, but to do it to, but someone else to do it to you. That's not there is a curse. Can you have svara to say if you can't do it to yourself, I give someone else for sure. But the Moshe names on that it's only also derech nitzayin and derech nitzayin, and he has a makar. Yeah. Oh, if the one who's being hit doesn't perceive it as an Messiah, so what's he going to do with other people? What I was saying, when the reason I can't see that is because sometimes people will say, I don't care if people hit me. If person says a silly thing, that's the objective. Never had, they used to have, they still have a carnival on visiting day. They don't have a visiting day, they make a whole thing out of it. In my days in camp, they had a carnival. Every bunk had to make their own carnival. They didn't spend $6,000, on all kinds of things. And the kids enjoyed it much more, I guarantee you that. So one of the things was always that you threw water balloons at a council, right? Yes. Mm-hmm. You allowed to do it? Is it there a Pizayim?
Oh, yeah.
It's not a Chavava. He's telling you it's a Pizayim. It's not a Pizayim. I fought it again. That's not there a Pizayim.
I don't think it's very close to the analogy of the Chavava itself.
Rav Meisha says that it's mutter. Rav Meisha brings a makar from the Gemara. You have to follow the Gemara. It's a Sanhedrin pay test, and it's really based on an incident in Navi, a not well known incident in Navi, where I think it was the Navi Micha, he's not mentioned by name, says one Navi came to another one. He said, hit me. He said, hit me? The second one didn't want to hit him. He said, B'shem Hashem, your Rebbe Shalom said you should hit me. He refused to hit him. He's tired me. But the Gemara says, Osa levati al divrei ha-Navi. You're not allowed to be kinder than the Navi tells you. The Navi says, hit me, you be kind, I don't want to hit you. No. Osa levati al divrei ha-Navi. And kagayin ha-demicha. Like the mice of me. The Gemara says. The very next line, the Gemara says, the afilu aveira, even if the Navi tells you to do an aveira, kagayin Avram, the Gemara says, Avram, who told Yitzchak about the Akedah, and Eliyahu HaNavi, who built the Mizbeach on Har HaKarmel, even though it was also to build the Mizbeach then, Obama. The Gemara says, even in aveira, you're allowed to tell somebody, Kagayin from Avram Avinu, who was going to kill Yitzchak, that's an Aveira. You see, Afi Nebu, you're allowed to do an Aveira. And Eliyahu built the bomb of Har HaKarmel, so we see an Aveira in Muslim. But Rav Meisha, 1 minute. First the Gemara says, Osa Levati al Divrei HaNavi, Mimicha. Then it says, even an Aveira from Avram and Eliyahu. If you hold that giving someone permission to hit you is an Aveira, so you should have learned that from Micha also. The middle of talking about Micha. Micha was the name of a Navi. Mem Yud Chas, hey, one of the Treyasa, maybe, and kind of unfamiliar. Six of the Treyasa. Micha. And why didn't the Gemara bring the Raya from Micha? It says, Atilu Aveira, Kagain Avram and Eliyahu. Why didn't they Atilu Aveira, Kagain the Maitre of Micha? Elamai must be that's a makar. If someone gives you permission to hit him, it's not an aveira b'chlal. It must be that for micha, it's not a raya to an aveira. So see, the Navi gave him permission, so it's not an aveira. So we see that if someone gives you a shus, it's not an aveira. So how does the Gemara know afilu aveira? Ah, from Avram and Eliyahu. But for micha, you can't learn aveira because there was no aveira there. So based on these two rayas, Rav Meisha is makel on his shaila. There he has a shaila whether it's permitted to undergo plastic surgery, but not refuah reasons, because the person just a cosmetic reason. If it's mutter to undergo plastic surgery, what the shaila is chavala, being chayvel. If a doctor is allowed to perform plastic surgery, he's being chayvel in someone for non-refuah reasons. The Gemara says, refuah is mutter. It doesn't say for cosmetic reasons, chavala is mutter. So if you're maisha, lamaisa, if he gives you permission, that surgery is not derech nitzayin, derech nitzayin. So it's a hakar that's given with rishos. And the main was, if you're maisha, it's not an aveira by Isis, so there's no aveira. If there's no aveira, then it's mutter. That's Rav Meisha's sack. And the Mechas Yitzchak has a very similar psak. So that's the sheet of the Mechas Tinoch, of Meisha, of Bechanan, that only Derech Nisayin, Derech Nisayin is on. the Cholkin include the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, who write that if someone gives you a shus, you can't give you a shus to hit him, still awesome. And he says the svara that you, many of you were saying, that if you can't be maki yourself, as the Torah said, you can't cause a chaval in yourself, now I can give someone else a shus to be chaval in you. If you have no bailus on yourself for a chaval, so then that should be awesome too. There is another tshuva in Nigris Maisha. In Arachayim Chela Gimel Simen Ayin Ches, who says, like the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, I don't know how to answer the Stira Nigris Maisha. It appears to be a Stira Nigris Maisha. He says that this Svara, that since you can't do it yourself, no one else can do it to you either. The Raya from the Gemara by Yicha, Sanhedrin Peites. Why don't you bring a Raya from Yicha that it's mutter? If it's an Aveira, why don't you bring a Raya? If it was by Aveira that Yicha was told the Navi to hit him, the second Navi to hit him, why don't you bring that Raya? So Ramesha says that Gemara is going, there's a Mandiyamar who holds, you're allowed to be Maki yourself. We don't pass it that way. The Manyama says you're allowed to be Chayvul Bahaslai. So being that the Gemara wants to prove that Dvar Aveira is Mutter, let everyone, so bring some Avraham and Elio. Because the proof from Yicha wouldn't be a proof for Kuli Alma. So since the Ashit is you're allowed to be Chayvul Bahaslai, you're allowed to give someone a Rishon. There's such a day on the Gemara. There is only us a Derech Tizayin. So Ramesh says it's Taka us only Derech Tizayin. But any Maka Gedayla is considered Derech Tizayin. Even if you're a Rishon. Maka Gedayla is always considered Derech Tizayin. And he says, the Rambam only meant to make Makir a Chavala Katana. I don't know. I'll tell you the words of Rav Maisha, and I don't know. That's what Rav Maisha means. I'll tell you what the problem is. The problem is that Rav Maisha has a tshuva, the third tshuva, and Igris Maisha Chayshamish Bet Aleph, Simen Kuf Gimel. He has a shayla that's mutter to give blood, to donate blood to the blood bank. Now, there's no shayla, there's a chayla who needs it. Simen Chayshamish Bet Hakana, there'll be no shayla. But Stami, you've got to go to the blood bank and give blood. Any one person doesn't give, it's not going to change the Nazi. So Rav Maisha there, what? Specific, let me tell you first what Rav Maisha says. Rav Maisha writes that Stam to give blood is offer. He's not the lesser, because he'd be chayvul ba'atzmai, which is in Aveira. But then Rav Maisha writes in the last paragraph that, well, really, we find in Chazal that Hakadosh Hadam is healthy. It's a helpful thing to a person to let blood every once in a while, to take some blood out of the guf. Chazal always considered it to be a helpful thing. Today, maybe doctors don't understand that it's helpful. But a lot of things that, for 1,000 years, everyone felt, up till very recently, that they would felt that it was healthy, even 100 years ago. Hakadosh was thought to be a healthy thing. So the stomach still a helpful, mindset. So Ramesha says, when you give blood, since it's for your own health, it's a type of for your own health, so maybe it has a din refuah, not a din chavala, and the neila ain't limchais if somebody wants to be mixed. But lulei this, he doesn't say, l'chayra he should say, l'shitasai, it's only yasa derech b'zayin and derech nisayin. And the neila, if you're giving blood, you give blood to the blood bank, so that's not derech b'zayin. It's a proud thing. You're proud to do it. It's not derech b'zayin. It's not derech b'zayin. So why should you do it? And people feel good when they go to give blood. Or if any of you ever get platelets. Platelets, they do them both arms. The blood comes out of one arm, goes through a machine, and pulls out the platelets, and goes back in the other arm. You have to like this. done a number of times. I have a safer open. The funniest thing is, the nurse turns the pages for you. And she kept on turning the English way. You know, I was in the book of Moshe Kaidish, and she kept on getting mixed up. But giving blood is, it's not a bazaar. It's not a bazaar. People are very proud to give blood. So what's Pshat Mitzvah in the Grismashah? It seems to be a tshuva, there's two tshuvas in the Grismashah. Plastic surgery is mostly giving blood, is not. Today, with the Tzarchei Refuah, a Chavala certainly mutter. Tzarchei Refuah certainly mutter, whether you learn a Sutra, or whether you learn it Dan HaBeira. And therefore, if you have a situation where it's for Refuah Kivudim, it's certainly mutter. But at any rate, these are the big nafkaminis between the two ways to learn. And if Shavuos by night, you're very tired, you want to learn something which is sure to wake you up, there's a sefer La'ar HaHalacha from Reb Zevin. There are pieces that it seems he had published in some magazine. He put it together in the sefer. I think it's the last piece in the sefer. Is a piece called Mishpat Shylock. Mishpat Shylock is about Shakespeare has a play. He has only one play in which a Jew appears. That's The Merchant of Venice. And the theme of the play is that this Jew was a moneylender. He lent money to someone. And he said, how are you going to guarantee that you're going to pay? The person said, if I don't pay you back by the end of the day, you can cut a pound of my flesh off of my body. And then he wasn't able to pay. And the whole play is the courtroom scene where they come to court and, Shylock wants his pound of flesh. You understand, it's not the Jew is not the hero in the story. And the Jew is a pound of flesh and he doesn't want to give it, and his girlfriend comes and saves the day, with a tiny, that's the play. So Zevin has a piece, if instead of going to court, they would have gone to Beis Din, how would Beis Din have passed him on the shot? That's his shtickle, it's a very nice shtickle. He has like a Pesach Din, his hip of it is what we spoke about today. He goes through a lot of the things we spoke about today, brings our Gemara, the shayla of whether a person can give someone just to be chayvul by. Then he goes into Asmachta, Asmachta Kanya, Asmachta Lai Kanya. So it's a very nice piece of Yechazorah on the Shekel Vitaria that we went to. But Akopanim, this all comes down to the two ways to learn our Gemara. Zevin there asks, why does it say, according to Rebbe Chanan and the Mechassin of Rav Meisher, why does it say, Hutta Mechlalai Dedesin? Why does it say, Hutta Mechlalai Rishut? Put the mechlalai rishus. Someone gives you rishus and you say hold on. So this is all Rav Meisher's take on it, all cases of halacha l'maaseh. Rav Chanan has a different, goes off to a different idea. Rav Chanan in the Kavitz Ha'aretz, the Menayin, wants to be kaveya klal. Nirali, nu klal. Every Aveira bin Adam l'chaveirai is only Osir Derech, what he calls Derech Hashchasa v'Derech Kilkul. This, which we are saying about hitting someone, that it's only Osir Derech Mizayim v'Derech Mizayim, is true about every single Aveira bin Adam l'chaveirai. He gives another 6 or 7 examples. One example he gives is Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara is Mutter V'Tayelah. What's Pshat Lashon Hara is Mutter V'Tayelah? Pshat is, you're allowed to do the Aveira for V'Tayelah? He says, no. Because Lashon Hara is also Derech B'Zayin, what I call Derech B'Zayin, or Derech, he calls it Derech Hashchas of the Kilkul. But if it's V'Tayelah, then it's not Asa. Or a Klala, a Kalo Chaveira. Beis Din put people in Chayrim, Nidoi. That's a Klala. Lashon Nidui is a klala. Says more. Says the Nevi'im. All over Nach, the Nevi'im was said a klala. They said, "Rabbi Shalom will punish you." The Lashon klala. But the Techacha, it's what? It's not Derech design. It's not Derech. It's the Arkin. It's the Elas Arkin. It's not Techadayu. The Rabbis, if the Techacha didn't work, the same. Now, Before you do that, you have to learn to rechav chaim and make sure you meet all the conditions that are required. You have to be kavanat l'shem shanayim, among other things. But the etzem, you're even allowed to be lahavi to nechaver berabim for techacha. Why? The triple chaim, because being on lechaver is only after derech. So with this he says, why Lysisna Sachicha Bil Babecha is only after Sinat Pina. Because I always say Sinat Pina. Sinat Pina? Why is it Sinat Pina? Sinat should be after. How do you know only Sinat Pina? Lysisna Sachicha Bil Babecha. So Bachanan says that Sinat is also better if there's a Tayyar. It's only after Sinat Pina. Somebody is a nice, somebody must have erva sovar, but what is it? Because if you find a person who does have erva, you're allowed to have sin of him. So the Chana says, you might say, why are you allowed to have sin of someone who does have erva? Because he's not a chicha. But since a chicha do bavefa, the Chana says, it's not true. Because he's not allowed to hate him for personal reasons. So he says himself, and hate him for personal reasons, still up. It's only after a sinner chinam is after, even to a mummer. But sinner's not chinam. So Bachanan says that's what it is. So he has how many others? Hakar, Tlala, he's about to someone, a sinner, Mashmahara, five others that he says are mutter, if it's not Derech Hashkafi. Which Rabbi Bachanan is doing is he's stretching very much the head that we have, here today. According to this, Rabbi Chana would also explain why you need a special pasuk. The Gemara learns out of a riboy, Gemara named Nesha, that you're not allowed to steal from someone for a joke. You're just joking with him. It's awesome. This is a right. So people do it all the time. They take things away from little kids, you know, for a joke. You can't, you know, you take something from someone, and he says, oh, where is it? And you laugh. That's an necessary right. You really get malchus to that. Certainly shoving. You don't get malchus. They come later on. Then, but this is their right to steal from someone for a joke, or even to steal from him in order to pay him kafel. Steal from him, pay him kafel also. So why was it out of a reboot? Why do you need a reboot for? If it's just to steal, is that pashut to not steal for a joke? Why would I think the playful way you're allowed to steal? According to Rebbe Chanan, it's good because the Taka only. If it is Tyrus, it's not like Sigzai, would only be out to Derech Hashkasa, only to pay him double, pay him Yom, not to pay him Kaifel, you steal from him, might be Mananim. You would think it's Mutter. You need a special Reboy to be Marbe, that by Gezela, by Geneva, even this type of stealing is not. Akoponim, this is the aside that Rabbi Chanan takes from this. So this Lashon HaGemara, again, Hutum of Lali Bebezdin, is, as we saw today, is a very innocent word in the middle of a sugya, which was telling you to make a lane, you don't realize how far the ramifications are, but it has a lot of ramifications in Halacha. There is a Reb Chaim on it, which all the Malachim say, but too, I just couldn't find it in Reb Chaim. Okay, you have Rebbe Chaim and Reb Chaim. The Harab and the Spinoff, all of them talk about it. Now let's learn a little piece of Gemara. Ella Gomar me Adam Zainan. The question is, you're right, you can't learn out of Fable Bechazel. Ella Gomar me Adam Zainan. Ma Adam Zainan in the Ika Mamanu Malkis. The Mainu Mishal and Lokalai Malkis. And we're going back again to Mesefis Malkis, right? Adam Zainan in, which is, what does that mean? They try to make someone lose money. And we're mazim them. So what's their right? That they have to pay money. They don't get malchus. I call it chedikam amel malchus. Mine of mishal and not the loy loss. Frank the gemara. Mala edim zaynin ish kin eitz shichem asura. What do you mean? Edim zaynin in einam shichem asura. Edim zaynin is mokul adik in the first place. Ima mine alakula. And then you're going to say on the side that ula holds mamin is mokal. Shichem loy asu maisus. So they say, dear, edim zaynin didn't do a maisus. So maybe that's why they don't get malchus. You can't learn that of Eidim Zayin. Ella Gomar Mi Tervayu. Rather, we should learn that of the two of them together. Ma Atzara Shavu Shabehen. so what is the grammar of Tavayu? The first time she went, Ika Mamma no Mark, Menem Shah and Lokalai Vos. Yeah, go ahead, Ika Mamma no Mark, it's Mamma no Mishal and Lokalai Vos. So now we're going to have what? Eidim Zaynanin and Chayvul Bechavei, right? And if you have a Pircha on Eidim Zaynanin that it's no Maisa, Chayvul Bechavei is a Maisa. If you have a Pircha on Chayvul Bechavei, right, then it's Hutta Mechlalai. Eidim Zaynanin is not Hutta Mechlalai. So we're going to have the two of them together. Right, Ika Mark? Malat Sarashava Shaban Shaken Yeshbaim Tzadchom or Lamaisa, each one has a Tzadchomra, so maybe that's why Mamayna Mishalayim, Vim Mamayna Lakula, Shaken Yeshbaim Tzadchal. I never understand exactly why sometimes the Gemara asks the Tzadch and sometimes it doesn't, but saying each one has one Tzadchomra, and each one has one Kula, so you can't learn from it. Ella Ula Tachas Tachas Samar, Tzadchomra Tachas Meshina. So we end up that Ula does not learn it from Chayvul Chaveri. Does not learn it from it. He learns it from Tachas Tachas. Okay, so tomorrow please catch up in the laning. Also, there's Yeshua on the short side to see Mamayna, which I hope to discuss tomorrow.